Some rain later this evening. Thermometer 53 degrees, winds northeast at 7. Chum News was presented by Nestle's Quick.
You'll hear all the news you should know when you listen to 105.0. So stay right here on CHUM.
Now CHUM transfers controls to Hollywood, California. Standing by at the Chum microphone in CHUM's Hollywood studios is one of the world's loveliest women and one of our finest singers, Miss Jane Morgan.
Thank you, Peter Dickens. This is Jane Morgan, broadcasting for Chum from Hollywood. I'm handling the first hour of the John Sprague Show this morning for Chum. And later on, I'd like very much to play a couple of the records that I've made that I like best. Right now, here's a great song by a fine new talent, Matt Monroe and My Kind of Girl.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks.
God, she told me I'm her kind of girl.
Milko 8 contains butterfat and the flavor's great.
Ho now, brown cow, what's new with you?
It's Milko 8. It's my best one yet, and I think it's great.
Contains butterfat, I heard you say. But how can I mix it with water that way?
When the water's warm, it dissolves in a flash. Then you cool it down. What a drink. Have a glass.
Gosh, Milko 8 sounds like fun. I'll ask my mummy to get some.
Get new Milko 8, the all-new milk powder that contains butterfat.
That's Milko 8. Milko 8 contains butterfat, and the flavor's great. Milko 8.
It's a Wednesday night morning. Keep your date with the station that's great. 105.0 CHUM Radio. On this Wednesday night morning.
This is Chum, Toronto's tireless wireless, and this is Jane Morgan on this hour of the John Sprague Show for Chum. To tell you the truth, I'm a bit in the dark about all this excitement up in Toronto, but I do understand that some of the Chum disc jockeys won't be doing their programs today, so we'll be sitting in for John here in Hollywood. I also understand that Gordon Sinclair, Jr., did the Al Belisca show this morning, with some help from Jim Backus here in Hollywood. I know Chum has also presented disc jockey shows by Pierre Burton, Bobby Rydell, and Conway Twitty. And I'm also told that Pat Boone, Mitzi Gaynor, and a few more wonderful surprises are lined up for later today. I just arrived in Hollywood from New York, where I appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for, I'm happy to say, the 43rd time. I hope that's a record of some kind. And now we'll go down to Chum's Million Seller Cellar for this gold record of mine, Fascination.
Fascination to love.
This is Jane Morgan again, on the air for Chum, for the first hour of the John Sprague Show this morning. And at 11:30, Larry Solway will be talking to you on Open Line. And Peter Dickens is on the Chum News Watch this morning.
The phones are ringing all over the place, 'cause the news is all about a brand new taste. Now new citrus flavored Alka-Seltzer is here.
Yes, it's here. Great news about a favorite remedy for headache and upset stomach. New citrus-flavored Alka-Seltzer is here. With a bright, fresh flavor of citrus fruits with vitamin C. And like regular Alka-Seltzer, new citrus-flavored Alka-Seltzer brings speedy relief because it has fast absorption speed. That's the speed you want to calm a headache quickly, relieve an upset stomach, cold symptoms, or muscular pains. Reach for an Alka-Seltzer. New citrus-flavored Alka-Seltzer with vitamin C. Why wait when relief is just an Alka-Seltzer away?
Now new citrus-flavored Alka-Seltzer is here.
From Hollywood, this is Jane Morgan. I feel very fortunate to be able to be speaking to you today because I arrived in Hollywood for a very short visit. In fact, I'm going back to New York next week to appear with Perry Como once again for a show that will be seen next year. And now let's go to the Chum Parade for this big one. She Wears My Ring by Jimmy Bell.
That's Dizzy Dean, who has forsaken the halls of ivy for the tinkle of the cash register.
Yes, it's Dizzy Dean's warehouse sale at Shepherd and Highway 400 just west of Jane. The Dean's putting discount prices to shame with 20,000 square feet of new brand name furniture and appliances, all slashed to give you unheard of savings. You've never seen anything like the Dean's Warehouse Sale. Everything goes. Free coffee and donuts, popcorn and sun visors, balloons, and an exciting contest. Guess the Chum personalities and win one of 10 portable radios free. For prizes, gifts, and deep down savings, come see Dizzy Dean go off his bean at 28 Arrow Road, Shepherd and Highway 400, just west of Jane.
C-H-U-M swinging radio, ho, 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 swinging happy in Toronto.
Biggest shopping news in Toronto, Eaton's opens a new warehouse bargain center. Self-service, no delivery. Open every night until 9, excepting Saturday. So see tonight's newspapers for grand opening lineup. But you'll find bargains, bargains, bargains every day at Eaton's Warehouse Bargain Center. Thermometer reading 54 degrees. Now back to Hollywood and Jane Morgan.
This is Jane Morgan on this hour of the John Sprague Show for Chum. Jimmy Fiddler will report to Chum on Hollywood Hotline in exactly 30 minutes. I sure hope he mentions my name.
He's back again, here's Pierre. Chum's Mr. Burton is on the air.
It now looks like the voters will have to traipse all the way to the polls to make the decision on sundry laundromats just outlawed by the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Lord's Day Act. I wonder how many times we'll have to continue to have these expensive Sunday referendums about movies and laundromats and everything else before the government comes to its senses and refuses to be bullied by a few ministers and decides to scrap this obsolete act and replace it with something more realistic, something more sensible, something more compatible with the 20th century.
Pierre Burton reports to Chum again in 1 hour. I understand that Pierre did a 3-hour disc jockey show for Chum yesterday afternoon. Word leaks down to Hollywood that it was a commendable effort, but the Chum announcers apparently aren't too concerned, because they're still not rushing back to the job. Well, this is Jane Morgan in Hollywood, and I'll be with you on the John Sprague Show until 10 o'clock this morning. And now, stand by for Toronto's favorite fun test.
It's post time at the DJ Derby. Chum jockeys, mount your steeds.
If the first number of your street address is 9. That's 9. You'll win $1. Boy, they really throw it away on that station, don't they? You'll win $1 if you're the first person to contact Chum's switchboard at this hour's fun game phone number. Then you'll pick one guest disc jockey. If the person you select wins our horse race, you'll win $10.50. That's a bit better. If the first number of your street address is 9, phone Chum immediately at this number only. Walnut 5-7748. That's Walnut 5-7748.
Believe it or not, your home could be sold today if Mann and Martell know that it's for sale. That's no exaggeration. You see, Mann and Martell have nearly 300 salespeople, and each one gets from 2 to 10 calls every day from people anxious to buy homes. That adds up to about 1,000 calls every day, many from people who must find a home quickly. Yes, Mann and Martell have the buyers, and they'll bring buyers to see your house immediately they know you want to sell it. They have offices in every section of the city and suburbs, can be at your home in minutes. So look to the leader for the quickest, most profitable sale of your home. For speedy action, complete satisfaction, call Mann and Martell at Walnut 5-2211. And remember,
for quick, quick results,
best service as well.
Got a house to sell, call Mann and Martell.
And now, here's a busy little thing called Suku Suku.
El vaivén del Suku Suku. Ay, 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 negra bandida. Suku Suku, te voy a dar. Ay, 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 negra bandida. Suku Suku, te voy a dar. Si está poniendo de moda. Ay, 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 negra bandida, suku, suku, te voy a dar. Ay, 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 negra bandida, suku, suku, te voy a dar.
This is Jane Morgan in Hollywood again. And right now, we'll turn things back to Toronto for the phone call on Radio Race. Here's Gary Ferrier.
And thank you, Jane Morgan in Hollywood. And we're all ready to play Radio Race here. And we have on the phone Mrs. Jean Agorsky of 9214 Eglinton Avenue. Her address starts with a 9, our lucky number. Well, Mrs. Agorsky, do you feel lucky today?
Yes, I do.
All righty, here are the names of our jockeys in the Chum Radio Race. Jane Morgan, Mitzi Gaynor, Pat Boone, Mr. Magoo, Jose Jimenez. You'll win $10.50 if you pick the winning jockey. Who do you pick?
Jane Morgan.
They're at the post. Jose Jimenez riding Jose's horsey. Jane Morgan's on Open Arms. Pat Boone's on Sugar Moon Boone. Mr. Magoo's riding Jim's Jumper. And Mitzi Gaynor's on South Pacific Terrific. Any second now. And they're off and running. And Jane Morgan broke fast. Along with Pat Boone, they're running neck and neck. Magoo third, Jose Jimenez fourth, and Mitzi Gaynor fifth. Around the clubhouse turn into the backstretch. It's Jane Morgan, first by ahead, Pat Boone second, Magoo third, moving fast on the outside, Mitzi Gaynor fourth, and Jose Jimenez fifth. Now at the head of the stretch, it's Jane Morgan first, moving into second place is Mr. Magoo by a nose. Pat Boone third, Mitzi Gaynor fourth, but pounding hard, and Jose Jimenez trailing. Coming down to the wire, it's Jane Morgan and Mr. Magoo. Now it's Mr. Magoo and Jane Morgan, and the winner. Mr. Magoo on Jim's Jumper. Second, Jane Morgan. Third, Mitzi Gaynor.
Well, say I'm sorry, Mrs. Gina Gorski. You didn't pick our winning disc jockey. Jane Morgan came in second there. Mr. Magoo won that race. Too bad. Well, we'll send you out a buck for luck anyways, and thank you very much for playing the game. We'll be playing Radio Race in another hour. Now we go back to Hollywood to that lovely blonde with those gorgeous vocal cords, Jane Morgan.
Thank you, Gary Ferrier. And Peter Dickens is on deck now for another report from the Chum News Bureau. Then we'll meet Mitzi Gaynor.
A Chum News Extra at 9:21. Toronto construction of a courthouse where the University Avenue Armories now stand was approved yesterday by Metro Council. Metro will ask the city to waive its claim to the property when military use ends and will then inform the Department of National Defense it wants the armories vacated by December 31st, 1961. New York Elvis Presley became a silent movie star during yesterday's New York power failure in the Paramount Theater where Wild in the Country was playing. The sound suddenly went dead while the projector on an independent circuit kept going.
but most of the Presley fans stayed in the theater another hour while the film rolled to its completion in utter silence. Thermometer 54 winds north-northeast 10 as the Jane Morgan Show continues from Hollywood.
I know that Mitzi Gaynor is all set for her disc jockey show later today. Maybe if I play one of her records now, she'll play one of mine on Chum when she's on the air. Well, it's so good, I'll play it anyway. From one of the greatest musicals and one of the greatest albums ever produced, from South Pacific, Mitzi Gaynor sings, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
Mitzi Gaynor with that great number from South Pacific. And Mitzi will be around later this afternoon for her one-hour disc jockey show on Chum. Right now, this is Jane Morgan in Hollywood. And I think we should pause and make some money.
Now you can really beat the summer heat.
See?
Coca-Cola.
Refreshes best tea.
Here's how to enjoy an extra measure of that refreshing new feeling. Just add a scoop of your favorite ice cream to a tall, frosty glass of Coca-Cola. A float with Coke is a true taste sensation anytime. So treat your family and friends to the special zing of a float with Coke.
Zing!
Coca-Cola
refreshes best tea.
Living Radio in Toronto. Yours truly, C-H-U-M.
This is Chum. Thanks to you, Toronto's most listened-to radio station. And this is Jane Morgan in Hollywood. I'm on the air for Chum until 10 o'clock this morning on the John Sprague Show. I understand some of the Chum disc jockeys aren't at work today. But I'm told there's quite a lineup of personalities filling in for them. And now it's time for me to open this letter and tell you that this hour's winner of Chum's pick hit is Mr. Peter Blackford of 232 Glen Grove Avenue in Toronto. Mr. Blackford will win a copy of Bobby Darin's Nature Boy. Send your name, address, and phone number to Pick Hit, Chum, Toronto. And now, a very beautiful song from The Sound of Music, the Pete King Chorale, and My Favorite Things.
Rain drops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
My Favorite Things with the Pete King Chorale. This is Jane Morgan on this hour of the John Sprague Show.
There's happy people in happy homes. Forever there's Christie's bread. And happy mothers are glad to see the family eat Christie's bread. Fresh on the table, hot buttered toast. You'll say it's bread with the best of the most. Happy people in happy homes. Forever there's Christie's bread.
A reminder now of Christie's special for today, an inexpensive, easy-to-prepare treat that's ideal for any occasion. Your own shortcake, made with your favorite filling from a Christie's ready-prepared shortcake layer. This Christie's shortcake layer has a delightful texture and taste, and it's all ready for you to add your favorite icing or filling, such as fresh or frozen raspberries or strawberries. Pick up one of these Christie's shortcake layers next time you're shopping. If you shop by phone, ask for it by name. A Christie's shortcake layer. You'll be delighted at how fresh it is in its cellophane wrapper. And later, when you've added your own filling, you'll be delighted at how good it will taste. You've got a dish fit for a king, but not expensive. Make it with a Christie shortcake layer.
Now back to Toronto for the latest weather survey.
Exclusive on CHUM, this report from Weather Consultants of Canada.
Temperature should remain below normal in southern Ontario for the next couple of days as much colder air dominates the situation. The probability of fair weather tonight and tomorrow, 90%. Here's the forecast for the Chum climatological area. Occasional rain ending by evening, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Colder, winds northeast 15 to 20. High today and low tonight for Toronto, Hamilton, Oakville, Long Branch, Center Island, Oshawa, and West Hill, 67 and 50. For Malton, Brampton, and Richmond Hill, 65 and 45. High tomorrow in the low 70s.
Looking for a dessert treat tonight? Here's a timely favorite. Now you can serve ripe, juicy strawberries while they're plentiful and low in cost. Serve them by the bowlful. Enjoy them in short strawberry shortcake, strawberry pie. And be sure to add the crowning touch. Serve these tempting strawberry dishes topped with Dream Whip. Dream Whip is the unique dessert topping mix that comes in a package. And now, thanks to Dream Whip, you can whip milk, any kind of milk, into a rich, velvety topping that adds appetite appeal to fresh fruit and any dessert. Dream Whip is low in cost, too, and keeps in the package without refrigeration. Once whipped, it keeps its soft peaks and won't wilt or separate. So you look for the big strawberry and Dream Whip display in the fresh fruit section of your store. It's there now. Serve strawberries and Dream Whip often. Enjoy them tonight. Now back to Jane Morgan.
This is Jane Morgan again. And now we come to the part of the show where we play Dollars for Daffynitions.
It's time to play Dollars for Daffynitions.
$1 goes out to Miss Alma Yaw, Birch Avenue in Long Branch, for her definition of a kitten. Now, get this. Her definition of a kitten is, that's a little ball of purr.
If you know of a short one-line definition that's clever or amusing, send it in. If we use it on the air, we'll send you $1. Send definitions to Dollars for Daffynitions, CHUM Toronto.
And now here's a big one on the Chum Parade. Farron Young, Hello Walls.
Hello Walls.
Hello, Walls, and hello, Toronto. This is Jane Morgan in Hollywood, and I'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning on the John Sprague Show for Chum. I guess John must be out on the golf course this morning. I wish I had time to play some golf, but I'm traveling all the time. Don't have enough days in one place to learn how to play.
Here is the sound of refreshment. It's the sound of pouring a cold glass of delicious Welch's grape juice. So good because Welch's is the pure juice of deep purple Concord grapes, the grapes whose juice has a richer, more satisfying grape flavor. At Welch's, we're careful to pick only the world's finest deep purple Concord grapes, grown right here in Canada. That's why you can even add water to Welch's to get more drink for your money and still enjoy deep grape goodness. And it costs no more than soft drinks. So treat yourself to a fine, pure fruit drink. Treat yourself to Welch's grape juice in bottles or frozen concentrate in cans. Welch's grape juice.
Jane Morgan here in Hollywood again. Stand by now for another Chum News Extra with Peter Dickens. In 60 seconds, Andy Williams with a Chum Pop of the Past.
Here are the cereals, Mommy. Down this way.
My, look at the crowd around the post alphabets.
Jeepers! The way grown-ups are going for alphabets, you can't get near them. I thought they were made for children, like me.
They are, dear, but you know how the song goes. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Kids and grown-ups all agree. Alphabets are a flavor treat. Alphabets are fun to eat.
That's the trouble. Grown-ups agree, and everybody's eating alphabets. There won't be any left.
Mind your backs, please.
Oh, goody! Look, Mom, a whole wagon load of alphabets.
That's right. There's enough alphabets for everybody. And they're made by Post. So you know what?
Sure we know.
All Post cereals happen to be just a little bit better.
Promise me, love, promise me, kisses sweet, love, meant for me. Promise me, love, that you'll love me tender. Promise me.
Oh, promise me, love. Oh, promise me.
Oh, promise me.
Oh, promise me, love.
L'arithmétique qui a peur, boule-étude.
No, Mr. Dean, in English, in English.
Hein? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Alors?
There he goes, the Dizzy Dean himself, making history with Toronto's greatest discount sale. No telling what the Dean will do to get customers, but this you can be sure of. You just can't afford to miss the grand opening sale at Dizzy Dean's Warehouse, Shepherd and Highway 400, just west of Jane. The Dean's putting discount prices to shame with 20,000 square feet just busting with new brand name furniture and appliances. Everything goes at the Dean's. Free coffee and donuts, super pup popcorn and sun visors, balloons, and an exciting contest. Guess the chum personalities and win one of 10 portable radios free. For prizes, gifts, and deep down savings, come to see Dizzy Dean go off as Bean at 28 Arrow Road, Shepherd and Highway 400 just west of Jane. Special from Dizzy Dean, Kelvinator, 30-inch electric stove, fully automatic, removable door, regular $249.50. Dean's price only $169.50. Dizzy Dean goes off as Bean daily from 9 a.m. to midnight.
The Chum News Extra at 9:41 London. The Queen Mother has cracked a small bone in her foot and has been forced to cancel official engagements for a few weeks. The 60-year-old Queen Mother hurt her foot on Monday at Windsor Castle and was prevented from attending the opening day of the Royal Ascot race meeting. Geneva, Western delegations to the Laos Peace Conference will try to streamline the 14-nation meeting today. The move is an effort to get some real work done. The West wants to break the conference down into a number of working committees. Thermometer 54, winds north-northeast 10, as the Jane Morgan Show continues from Hollywood.
Thanks again, Peter Dickens. This is Jane Morgan again, also. And I am getting to like this. A very beautiful piece of music now. Eddie Harris with Exodus in Jazz. Again, this is Jane Morgan from Hollywood, on the air for Chum, the station the dogs say is going to the people. I'm sitting in for John Sprague this morning. Apparently, there's been a lot of activity at Chum in the past couple of days. Phil Stone, Gordon Sinclair Jr., Pierre Burton have all done shows. Bobby Rydell did the Dave Johnson show one night. Conway Twitty also helped out. And Jim Backus was on the air this morning. Later, you're going to hear from Pat Boone, Mitzi Gaynor, Jose Jimenez, and quite a few more. And now let's hear from Eaton's.
Every new warehouse bargain center opens tomorrow, open every night until 9, excepting Saturday. That's Eaton's, of course, for self-service, no delivery, parking for 800 cars. Look for smash-hit bargains every day in clothing, housewares, hardware, small appliances, drugs, and toiletries. See tonight's newspapers for grand opening features in Eaton's spanking new warehouse bargain center.
This is Jane Morgan in Hollywood again. In just a few moments, we're going to play a selection from my very latest album, which I hope you'll want to hear. Right now, look out, here comes Jimmy Fiddler.
This is Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood reporting. Today is Hollywood Day on Radio Chum in Toronto, Canada. Due to the fact that Radio Chum's popular disc jockeys are not on the job, Hollywood and show business has stepped into the breach and are filling the air of Toronto with familiar voices. Among the stars who are taking part are Pat Boone, Jane Morgan, Jim Backus, Jose Amanis, Conway Twitty, Mitzi Gaynor, and a lot more. This is making Hollywood Day on Radio Chum the equal of some of our bigger movie spectacles with their long lists of star names. This is your show business reporter, Jimmy Fiddler, saying so long for now.
Jimmy Fiddler reports to Chum's Hollywood Hotline again in 1 hour. This is Jane Morgan, from Hollywood, and it's about time now for more music. A few weeks ago, I had the very great pleasure of appearing on one of the most exciting and important television shows from Hollywood. I'm talking about the presentation of the Academy Awards. That evening, I was also very delighted to be able to sing what I think is a very lovely tune by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And now here it is, the second time around.
The second time around, the second time around.
Love is lovelier the second time around. Just as wonderful.
This is Jane Morgan again. I'll be back in 60 seconds to wrap things up for this hour of the John Sprague Show this morning.
Heave it down the stairs. Toss it out the window.
Fling it in the garbage can. That's what you can do with your old flour sifter, because you'll never be needing it again. Use Velvet Cake and Pastry Flour, and you'll never sift again. Never again as long as you live. Velvet is pre-sifted for you, sifted until it's light as air and fine as can be. So it adds light, white velvet touch to all your baking and saves you time and work while it does so. You'll find your results are even better than ever, too. There's just nothing finer than velvet flour. And that extra fineness, extra purity, really shows up in your finished baking.